I think many of you that are watching or listening to me right now can relate to what I'm about to say. We're facing spiritual darkness at a level that we've never faced before in our life on planet Earth today. The powers of darkness have been released in such a manner that we feel them blowing against us in such a manner that literally we feel we're some days trudging through and over the darkness. The Bible tells us that in the last days, he that restrains, referring to the Holy Spirit, he that restrains will no longer restrain. As we move deeper in to the last days and the end of the age, God's Spirit that has been subduing evil on the earth to the degree that he has been is going to begin to pull back. He's going to begin to stop exerting the same amount of his authority and government in the world. And as the Holy Spirit begins to pull back according to the Word of God, evil is going to rise. And that is what we're dealing with right now. We feel it in the culture. We feel it in morality. We feel it in politics. We see it in the brokenness of relationship. All over, we see that the Holy Spirit that has restrained order in the earth to the degree that he has been, has begun to pull back so that evil is beginning to rise and evil is beginning to have its way. I want to encourage you, beloved, to seek the Lord diligently in such a manner that you seek him more desperately and passionately now than you ever have before, because it's going to take God's strength to stand in these evil days in which we find ourselves living in today. These are serious times. And in order to stand, beloved, we need to continue in a disciplined way to be feeding ourselves with the resources that the Holy Spirit has given us, feeding ourselves daily with the Word of God, talking to God all day long, every day, even if it's just from our heart or our mind, giving him thanks, giving him praise, and taking a hold of his Word. Seize his Word, beloved ones, and don't let anything else in. And as the time gets darker, you will continue to move forward in the Lord and you will stand because his word is the rock of your salvation.